Former student activists gathered in a Thai university today remembered friends killed in the military crackdown 30 years ago and to urge peaceful politics in the country once again under army rule. Yesterday, the ruling Thai Military Council announced the new interim government would be interested in negotiating with rebels in the south of the country. Earlier, Chris Altieri spoke to the vice chancellor of St. John's University in Bangkok, Chenurangmanthian Vichyanchai. He says openness to negotiations with the rebels is a welcome change in policy.
The previous government had the policy, no dialogue, we don't want to talk. But this government said we need to sit down and talk, and I think that is a good sign.
It's a Muslim majority in the south, isn't it? It's a primarily Muslim agitation. What has been traditionally the relationship between Thai Muslims and those who practice perhaps the more traditional religions in Thailand?
In the past, it has been quite peaceful. People in Thailand, regardless of their religions, we are quite tolerant and we normally live in peace and in harmony. But for some reasons, there's been reported because of the abuse of authorities of the people who has the power representing the central government in the south, they really abused the power. And so little by little came this kind of the unrest.